Downloads of this show are available on Podomatic.com and the Podomatic mobile app.
I am Velocity Child, and every Friday at the stroke of midnight, ride the broomstick with Fallen Woman. A weekly psychic fusion of forward thoughts, far-out ideas, magical foray, and spellbinding song. Stirring up the cauldron at Radio Free Brooklyn.
The Way of the Leopard, Session 2. Connecting with nature and our ancestors.
Now for Session 2, we're going to explore the art of prayer as a form of connecting us with nature and with our divine purpose. So to start off on this journey, I encourage all of you to just connecting with your spine, connecting with your heartbeat, and close your eyes, draw your breath inwards, listen to your heart, feel the breath of life moving inside of you. Listening to your heartbeat. If you're feeling vulnerable, then just get a blanket and just wrap the blanket around you. Closing your eyes, breathing dynamically, so feel the breath entering your body. Feel it opening your spine, feel the crown of your head lifting upwards, relaxing your shoulders. Each time you're breathing in, feel a beautiful extension of the crown of your head upwards. So feeling the crown of your head moving upwards, breathing in the life force into the crown of your head. Breathing through your nose if you can. Bring your awareness into your heartbeat. Taking a moment to move with the rhythm of your heart, so listening to the rhythm of your heart. Letting go and surrendering into your heart. Bringing your awareness to your belly button, the movement of your belly in and out. Bring your awareness down to your feet, into the ground, into the earth, grounding you as a child of the earth. Now I'm going to speak to you about the power of your name and the power of your ancestors and of your birthright, and how you can connect to the forces of nature around you. So the first thing before we start practicing, I'd like you to breathe into your heart again. Ask yourself the question of how are you? And just feel how you are. Feel any emotion, releasing the emotion into your feet as you're breathing out. Just being aware of how you're feeling. Now I'm going to guide you in a practice of connecting with your bones and your ancestors and connecting with your name. Before I guide you, it's important for you to have some kind of intention behind your practice. So often I say to people, why do you eat every day? What is your purpose? What is your job? What is your calling in the world? And if you don't know what your calling is, then it's important that you find it. Because the unhappiness we see around us in the world today is often because people are unfulfilled and they don't know what their calling is. and no one can give you your calling. You are responsible to find your own calling. And the way you find your calling is to ask for it. To honor your ancestors, honor the Great Spirit, honor the Great Dreamer, and to announce yourself to the world through speaking your name out in nature. And as you do this in a humble way, in a grounded way, then your calling is presented to you in your dreams or in your life. You automatically start to move like the salmon upstream to spawn. You automatically start to move in the direction of your calling. So the first thing is to align yourself like a tree aligns itself with a light. You have to align yourself with the spirit of nature. So to do that, you need to have a strong intention. You need to have a humble heart. You need to be graceful and grateful. So the question is, what is your calling? Why do you eat every day? What is the face before you're born? And what is your face going to be when you die? So what does your soul look like? If you don't know that, then breathe that into your heart. Call on your own spirit, ask how you are, and then ask, why do you eat every day? If you say you don't know, then that's fine. Now the next step is we're going to explore this in this ancient way of prayer and connecting with nature. So here we go. So your name is the first gift that your mother and father gave you when you were born. And in traditional culture, like our Xhosa culture, like my Xhosa culture, or my adopted Xhosa culture, in the Sangoma culture, Sangoma medicine culture, traditionally what we do is when we're going to speak to our ancestors or speak to the Great Spirit, we always announce ourselves. So we always say our full name. And it is said that as you say your full name, you automatically start connecting your soul with the soul of life, with nature. So it's a very simple but very mindful process. So the first thing is to be aware of your name, the name that your mom and dad gave you. And it doesn't matter what kind of name it is, doesn't matter what you think about it. It's the first gift that your mom and dad gave you. And that's the name you're going to use during this nature ceremony. Now, if you have other names that you've given yourself or maybe teachers have given you, you can use those names as well. But the first name that you need to utter is the name that your mom and dad gave you. And then the next is to mention any middle names and then your surname. So your surname can be your father's name. And then also I would encourage you to use your mother's surname before she married your father so that both your lineages are being accounted for. So your mother's people and your father's people. So when I'm praying, I'll say my name is John Keith Kelly Lockley. So my first name is John, my middle name is Keith, and Kelly is my mother's maiden name. And then Lockley is my surname. And then I also have other names that have been given to me in terms of my medicine names. So I use that when I'm doing my prayers, my ancestral prayers. So these are called ancestral prayers where you connect with your name and also with nature and your ancestors. So as a tree is connected to its roots, so all of us are connected with our ancestors through our blood. However, we need to bring this into being in a mindful way. So as we do this practice outside, as you use your voice, you start to engage with the forces of nature. You start to wake up your bones and your blood and your DNA. So we're going to do this together, and we're going to do it outside. And the most important thing is for you to go to a place that gives you energy, So it could be a river, it could be a stream, it could be the sea, it could be a forest, it could be the mountains. So any natural place that speaks to you where you feel a sense of alignment, where you feel alive, where you feel centered, this is the place I recommend that you go to connect with your ancestors, to connect with your own spirit, and to connect with all of life. So in traditional culture, like my traditional Xhosa training, we see nature and the forces of nature as helping us to become fully functioning human beings. And the way we do that is by speaking to nature. And it's important to realize that nature is alive and nature is shifting and moving. And as we pray in this dynamic way outside, I want you to be aware of what's happening around you and to be aware of the changing forces and currents of nature. We are watching nature, but it's very important for you to be aware that nature is also watching us. So people in the Western world often have a very plastic view of nature. We know that nature is alive, but often people act in certain ways of actually treating nature as though nature's dead. And that's because there's no living ceremony where we are engaged with nature in a very dynamic and ceremonial way. So today I'm going to teach you how to do this. And it doesn't matter if you are religious or you're following a religious path. What I'm teaching you today is humanitarian. So it's a very basic prayer that anybody can use, no matter what their religious affiliations are. So all you need is some good walking shoes. If you're going outside, maybe some warm clothes or not, and some tobacco. Some tobacco we're going to use to punctuate the prayers as an offering to the spirits, to our ancestors, to the forces of nature. So any kind of tobacco is good. I normally like to use American Spirit, which you get here in North America. It's a good tobacco to use for ceremony and for prayers. And if you don't have that, if you're living elsewhere, you can use any kind of pipe tobacco that you can get in the supermarket or your local store. Okay, so before we go outside, I'm just going to speak about this process a little bit more in relationship to your names and your ancestors. So when we go outside, I want you to mention the names of your mother's people and call them in, and also to mention the names of your father and your father's people and call them in. And if you have abuse in your family and difficult experiences in your family, then sometimes I find that this is difficult for people. However, you are still a child of your family, no matter what's happened in this family. So it's important to realize that as we pray in this dynamic way, we are honoring and praising our ancestors. We are honoring and praising the DNA, the life force energy that's been given to us. And we are speaking to that shining, effervescent quality inside our bones, inside our blood. That's what we are speaking to. So we are not encouraging bad behavior and we are not honoring bad behavior. What we are honoring is the gift of life. And that gift of life is manifested in the form of our DNA and of our living blood. And that living blood inside of us comes from our mother's people and our father's people. And we are paying homage to that. We are sending off a prayer of thanks that we are alive. And we are using the names of our ancestors to give thanks to our ancestors for this gift of life. So sometimes if people have experienced a lot of abuse in their family, they really struggle with this part of the prayer. And I just want to say to you that you don't have to struggle here. We are not going into the emotional body. We're not going into psychology. All we're doing is saying thank you for the gift of life. And thank you for this shining, effervescent consciousness that's been given to us. So In Buddhism, we say the Buddha is not clever, the Buddha is shining. And in this particular tradition, the work I'm teaching you is called Kanyo Umsebenz, which means the shining work. So as you honor your ancestors and say their names, you are starting to increase the shining quality inside your own blood and bones, because you are giving thanks for the gift of life and you're paying homage to this life force inside of you. So we never worship our ancestors. All we do is honor and praise our ancestors by saying their names. So when we go to this special place in nature together and you say the names of your ancestors, the next step is we honor and praise our ancestors. And we're doing it quite simply because they have given us the gift of life. So in traditional or indigenous culture, in particular the Xhosa people, we see ourselves as coming into this world from the dream time. And the portal that we enter this world through is the portal of our mother and father. And then our mother and father came through a portal of their mother and father, and so on and so on. Hence the respect for our ancestors, for our forefathers. So as we're standing at the water's edge, or we're going into nature to pray, to call on our calling or our connection to nature, to find what our spiritual calling is in the world, we are connecting with our soul. We are connecting with the original dream that we came into the world with. So when you sleep at night and you are connected to your soul, you see that in a particular way. So as we are praying, we are connecting to that original energy, that original soul essence that came into this world and was birthed through your mother and father. So as we honor our ancestors going to time before time, we see that as a living thread of blood going back in time. As we honor our ancestors in this way, so our own blood and bones start to shine, because we are showing grace and gratitude for the gift of life. And as you do that, you start to get a sense of who you are. And as you get a sense of who you are, then your future starts to open. So the simple step of saying your name and honoring your ancestors is a simple step of gratitude and grace and honoring this gift of life. So let's go together. Here we go. So you can pick up your tobacco and all the things you need. And we're going to go outside to that special place. And if you don't have the time to do it right now, you can just listen to me as I go to the water's edge or to the sacred place that you feel called to go. And I'll go through the prayer and you can join me. And then when you have time later on, I encourage you to go to the special place in nature that makes you feel alive. Okay, so here we go. For me, the special place is a lake or the sea. So for today, I think I like to go to the sea. The sea is very sacred for us as Sangomas, because we are always initiated by the sea. And then we go to the river, and then we go to the forest. So today, I'm going to go to the sea. Sangomas are also known as diviners because we work with water. So you stand at the water's edge, and the first thing I'll do is I'll take a little bit of tobacco, and I'll sprinkle that tobacco in the water, and I'll just honor and praise the Great Spirit. So I'll sprinkle some tobacco in. And then the next thing, I encourage you to just stand tall. And again, listen to your heartbeat. Feel your feet sinking into the earth. Take a deep breath in. Allow your breath to leave your body. Take a deep breath in. And as you're breathing in this time, I'd like you to breathe in through the crown of your head, feeling your spine being filled with energizing pranic energy, life-giving, life-affirming energy. Breathing in the landscape around you. Holding it in for a moment. And breathing out. If you feel like doing it one more time, you can. And as you're breathing in, just breathing in this life elixir, this life-affirming quality of nature, of Mother Earth. Being aware of the smells around you, being aware of the sounds around you, being aware of how your feet are standing or pushing into the ground. As I like the sea, often when I'm praying close to the sea, I like to take my shoes and socks off, because for me, prayer, especially near the sea, is a very sacred thing. So I take my shoes and socks off, I leave them by the side, make sure the water doesn't grab them. And now the next thing is just take a moment to look at the sea and breathe in the sea all around you. Breathe in the landscape. Tuning into your heartbeat. Feel the pulse of your own heart. Breathing into that. So you're centering yourself, you're centering your spirit. Breathing out, and now take some tobacco and just sprinkle it in the water, and now announce yourself to the world. And don't be shy, use your voice and just say your name. So you can say, my name is... So in Xhosa we go, igama lam, uqingo lendaba, tomishlopa kinkyamba. So I would just say, my name is John Keith Kelly Lockley. I'll just say my full name, including my mother's name and my father's name. And if you're married, you can also include your husband or wife's name, their surname. And then as you say your name, just say your name slowly. My name is... And allow the energy to come from your heart. Feel your breath. Feel your vital essence. Say your name with dignity and pride. Not arrogance, just dignity and pride. My name is, and just sprinkle the tobacco in the water. Or if you go into another place like a forest or the desert, you do the same thing. And as you're praying, as you say your name, just be aware of the birds flying, be aware of the wind, be aware of everything. Okay, and the next thing, you can say, I honor and praise the great dreamer, or I honor and praise God. I honor and praise the Great Spirit. And then I honor and praise my parents. I honor and praise my ancestors. And then say the names of your ancestors. Say the names of your mother's people and your father's people. And again, if there's been upset and challenges and hurts in the family, and it's very hard for you to get around that, then I understand this. But just be aware that the human race is messy and the lotus feeds off the mud. So don't feel ashamed if there's challenges in your family and there's great difficulty. Just see that as fertilizer for the prayers for your transformation. So no matter what dynamics there are in your family, you are still a child of this particular family. So if there's challenges and there's upset, just go back a little bit in time and just call on your mother's people further back in time and just tell them that you've been struggling for this reason or that reason and call on them to come and be with you as you are their child. And then you can do the same with your father and his people. Then you speak to your ancestors. So you honor and praise them. You call in your mother's people. You say the name. You call in your father's people and you say their names. And you just speak to them. Just say, I'm your child. I'm standing at the water's edge or in the desert or wherever you are. And just say, I'm calling on you to come and be with me and show me how I can realize my destiny in this world and the next. You can call on your ancestors, say, I call on you to come and help me realize my destiny in this world and the next. Show me how I can realize my potential as a human being. And just thank them for their struggles and their challenges and for your own birth. And then the next thing I also encourage people to do is to, if you're part of a spiritual lineage, to also honor and praise those lineages where you have become an adopted family member. So it could be Xhosa, like in my situation, I'm an adopted member of the Xhosa family because I'm a medicine person, I'm a Sangoma in a particular Xhosa family. You could be from a Buddhist background or a yoga background, and then you can just mention your teachers and the lineage that you're part of. And then you just honor and praise those teachers because those teachers have adopted you in a spiritual capacity. And the teachings they've given you are enabling you to realize your life force, realize your humanity. So it's important to honor and praise them and to say their names. Because in the traditional Xhosa style or traditional African culture, we say that your name has a lot of power and a lot of energy. So as you are honoring your teachers, you are connecting with their transmission, you're connecting with their life force, you're connecting with their destiny, just through honoring them and praising them and just showing a sense of gratitude for what they've taught you. You are automatically starting to align with them and with their calling in a very gentle and a very simple way. And then at the end of the prayer, if you're having something on your heart that you're struggling with, maybe it's a relationship or whatever it is, you can just speak to your spirits, speak to your teachers, speak to the guardians of the land, and just say, Ndiyasokolisa apa, I'm struggling with this, and say what it is. And I call on my ancestors to come. You can say the names of your ancestors, say the names of the particular lineage you're part of, or teachers. You can call on them to help you overcome these obstacles. So what we like to say in Xhosa is uvulindlela, which means to help open the road. So you speak to your ancestors and the spirits of the land, and you can ask for help. Just say, I need help maybe with this relationship or this particular situation, and I ask you to please help me to move through this in a good way. So often in Xhosa we might say, ndicela mandla. Fathers and mothers, I ask for strength. Uvulindlela. Fathers and mothers, I ask you to please open the road for me so I can overcome these difficulties. So whatever it is, you speak to it. Whatever the pain is in your heart, you speak to it. You pray out your pain. So this form of prayer is one of the oldest forms of therapy. And you might find if you pray like this frequently, you might find that you don't need therapy. And the reason is for that is that a lot of us have a lot of pain inside our hearts. And if you allow that pain to come out in a ceremonial way where it's being held with prayer and with dignity, you will find that your own self-esteem increases and your own sense of dignity increases and your own sense of inner strength just increases. So when you're praying, use your voice, speak from your heart, be passionate. Don't pray in a quiet kind of way. You can pray, if you want to pray quietly, you can if there's people around, but pray with passion. My name is, I honor and praise the Great Spirit. I honor and praise my ancestors. My mother's people then say their names. My father's people say their names. I honor and praise my teachers who have helped me so much to open up the road for me, to show me how I can connect with my gifts, with my creativity, with my abundance. Say their names. And as you're doing this, you're sprinkling a little bit of tobacco on the ground or on the water, wherever you're praying. Take a moment between your prayers, as you're honoring and praising your ancestors. Just take a moment and just stop. Sprinkle some tobacco down. Listen to the wind. Listen to your own heartbeat. Watch the nature around you. Do you suddenly notice that there's crabs coming towards you, or crabs breaking the surface of the water? For us, that's seen as a very good sign. Do you notice there's birds coming? Maybe there's birds coming from the left or the right. And as you're praying, like we do at the sea sometimes, what's happening to the sea water? Is the tide coming in, or is it going out? Is the rain coming? Do you feel any rain? Is the wind picked up? What's happening to the wind? All of these things are teaching you. Nature is alive. As you pray in this way outside, at the special place for you, the more you do it, you'll start to be aware of the subtle forces of nature, where nature is talking to you in another language. Not in English, not in French, not in Swahili, not in Xhosa, not in Lithuanian, not in Polish, not in Mandarin, not in Cantonese, not in Japanese, not in Finnish, not in Swedish. Nature is speaking to you in another language. And this is the language that I'm teaching, and the language that you can learn. And the quickest way for you to learn is just to observe without judgment, to watch, to listen, and to feel. So, as I'm saying that, I also want you to be aware of not overthinking or analyzing and saying, oh, I need to email John because I've seen so many crabs, or like a sea otter suddenly jumped up on the left, or this happened or that happened. I mean, sure, you can email me. Sure, that'd be nice to hear from you. But don't get over analytical about what you see. Just take it in like a glass of cool water that is nourishing your spirit on a very hot day. So just take it all in. For us, when we are praying in this way with passion and nature starts to dance around us, the crabs are coming, the birds are coming a bit closer, the tide of the water is changing, suddenly the waters are coming towards us, like in the tide of the sea is coming towards us quite quickly. There's the cry of the seagull, maybe there's a sea eagle that we haven't seen in a long time. All of these signs are a sign of blessing. And then we say, as Xhosa Sangomas, we say Xamago. Now, what I recommend you to say is not Xamago, because that's just for us Xhosa medicine people. But what you can say is something like blessings, or thank you, or amen, or blessings be. Anytime you see a sign, like suddenly a crab pops up when you're praying, or a bird suddenly dive bombs or moves across the sea as you're praying at a very important moment. At all of these times, when magical things happening while we're praying, when there's movement in the sea and in the nature, as Xhosa Sangomas or other Sangomas, we always go Xamago or Ndawuwe or Tokoza. All these kinds of sounds, we say, in English it means, I give reverence. I give reverence and I give thanks. So in English you could possibly say amen. And it's just really to take notice of these moments where nature is revealing herself to us, revealing her sacredness. So during those moments, you can also punctuate the moments by just putting a little bit of tobacco in the water and then pausing and going, blessed be or amen. And then waiting for a moment, taking a deep breath in. Feel your spine, what's happening. Feel your breath, what's happening. Feel your feet in the ground. Make sure you're standing tall. Are you hunched over with your prayers? Hey, what's going on there? Is that a bit of grief? Don't worry about it. Stand up tall. Feel the lightning rod of your spine. Feel the dignity of your ancestors. And let me tell you something about your ancestors. All the ancestors of man are equal. Doesn't matter what color your skin is. You are a child of the human race. And your job, right now, as you're praying, is to honor your people. As you honor your people, they will honor you. As you honor your people, you will remember who you are. Send a message over the waters. Send your name over the waters. Send the tobacco and the prayers over the waters. And as we know, through the ancient teachings, there will be a reverberation where those messages come back to you. If you pray with an open heart, your ancestors will pray back to you. That's not maybe, that's not possibly, that is definitely. But you have to pray with passion. You have to pray with a full and open heart. And be proud of who you are. You are a child of God. You're a child of nature. Stand up tall, say your name, honor and praise your ancestors. Try that again. Try the prayers again. Doesn't matter if you say them a few times. I'll give you a moment now. Say your prayers again. My name is. Honor and praise the Great Spirit and your ancestors down your mother's side and your father's side. But a little bit of drop, a little bit more tobacco. Close your eyes for a moment. Feel your breath. Feel your heartbeat. Feel your feet in the ground. What do you see? What do you feel? What's happening around you? Is another bird that's come? Good. You can shout out, blessed be, or amen. Sithixamaku ndawuwe siyabulela. We give thanks, we give thanks. Okay, now just repeat at the end. If there's something you're struggling with, maybe a relationship with someone close to you, or maybe you're struggling to find your calling, or maybe you have health issues, speak it out. Dadababo, sicela mandla. Fathers, we ask for strength. Mothers, we ask for strength. Again, punctuate that with some tobacco. Take a moment, feel. Feel your bones. Very good. You've done very well. I know you've done very well, because if you do this with a clear heart and with passion and with humility, then you've done very well. So congratulate yourself, because as you pray in this way, you are only serving to increase the dignity of not only yourself and your family, but of humanity. Because our job is to pray like this and increase our own vitality and our own life force energy through honoring the forces of nature. So just have a moment there, pausing. Sprinkle some tobacco. You can say thanks to everything. Siyabulela. Siyabulela manyange no tixo sithixamago uvudinlela manyange uvudinlela tixo wam sithixamago nkosi kakhulu sithixamago ndawo ndawo xamago. So we ask the great ones and the ancestors to please open the road for us so we can realize our destiny in this world and the next, so we can realize our potential as human beings in the best possible way. And if you want to do a little bow or something like that, you can. And we just go, thank you. Okay, so that's the end of the prayer to nature. And then you can just turn around and go back home. And I'll just take a moment here. And then I'll keep speaking to you a little bit about ancestors and a few points around that. Okay, so now you've just completed these prayers. And these prayers to connect you with nature and with your ancestors. And I congratulate you. That's wonderful. And I'm just going to speak to you about a few things to help integrate this process when you go back home. So as you go home, or when you go home, let's say, I encourage you to make a little bit of tea, maybe put a bit of honey in the tea. And if you're feeling a little bit emotional or a little bit vulnerable, then that's actually a very good thing because it shows that you've prayed from your heart, from your vital essence, from that vulnerable, fragile place. And that's really what you need to do. So you know it's working. You know the prayers are working for you when you do feel a little bit vulnerable. And when you arrive home and you're still feeling vulnerable and you're just about to go to sleep or it's a bit later on, then like I say, you make some tea, put the honey in and just get a blanket, a thick blanket, and just wrap yourself in the blanket because the blanket creates another skin, like another shell for you. And it's a way for you to expand inside. So what's happening is that your inner world is starting to grow. The inner landscape inside of you is starting to expand. And often when that happens for people, they start to feel quite vulnerable and maybe a little bit fragile. So that's where the blanket is good. And a little bit of tea is good, like some herbal tea with a bit of honey. It's good to bring a bit of sweetness in. Because as we know, life can be a bit bitter. So a bit of sweetness is good. Obviously, if you have sugar or a sugar allergy like diabetes, then obviously don't put any sugar in. Okay, so the next thing is you do a little bit of meditation, listen to your heartbeat, wrap the blanket around you, drink a bit of tea, and just feel the inner landscape. Close your eyes, feel maybe there's a bit of shakiness in your body. That's good. It's showing you that you're starting to wake up. Whatever you're feeling, just breathe into that. Don't analyze it. Just breathe into it. So what is happening here is that your body and your spirit is starting to align a bit more with nature. Now, this is a practice, and it's going to take time for you to experience the full depth of these feelings. If you don't experience it the first time, if you don't feel vulnerable the first time, don't worry. I encourage you to keep doing this. You can do it every day if you like. You can do it once a week. It doesn't matter. This is a meditation. This is a nature ceremony. And this is a way for you to connect your own soul and your own spirit with your ancestors and with the soul of life, with nature. So there's something else you need to, I want to encourage you to look into. Once you've done these prayers, I want you to also be aware of your dreams. Because as I said earlier on, when you're making these prayers, say at the water's edge or wherever you go in nature, it's as if you're throwing a pebble in the water and the ripples are being sent out. Those ripples also return because we know that everything has cause and effect. And as you do something, there's going to be a result. So when you're praying from a clear place, from an honorable place, from a humble, open-hearted place, when you do that, something always happens. Always happens. So this is what I want you to watch out for. And the way you do that is by watching your dreams and watching your emotions, watching the fragility in your body, mind, all these things you watch out for. And like I say, if you do feel fragile or vulnerable, wonderful. That's a sign that these prayers are working, that you've done a very good job. Okay. I want to speak a little bit about dreams and connecting with your ancestors. Now, we'll probably talk a little bit more about this later on when I go into dreams, but in terms of these prayers, I just want to mention this briefly. So you've done your prayers, and now you go to sleep, and then you have your dreams. Now write your dreams down, because if this is the first time you've done these particular prayers and you've done it in a very passionate and a very strong way, it's quite possible that your dreams are going to reflect this in some way. Now, they may not reflect it immediately. It may not be tonight. It may not be tomorrow night. But in a few nights, you may receive ancestral type dreams. And I want to speak a little bit about that so that you recognize these dreams when you have them. Why is that important? Because when you receive something sacred, you need to know that you've received something sacred. Because it's like offering someone gold. If they don't know what gold looks like, they might just think they're pebbles. So I want to speak a little bit about ancestral dreams and how you can recognize them after you've done these special nature prayers. So you might have connected with your ancestors when you did these prayers, and then you'll have these dreams. And maybe the dreams are very strange. Maybe they've got to do with animals. So sometimes people say to me after doing a weekend workshop, I wanted to connect with my ancestors, John, but all I did was dream about these strange looking donkeys. What does that mean? So depending on how they tell me the dreams about their ancestors, I will say, well, it sounds like you've connected with your ancestors. Because each family has certain animal totems, and the donkey is one. The donkey is a very humble animal, so I'm just giving you that as an example. Or it could be a horse. That's another example. So depending on how you dream about the particular animal, it could be a reverberation, or it could be a sign of your ancestors or ancestral spirits coming and showing their presence in your life. So we have to remember the word for ancestors in the Xhosa Zulu word, or Xhosa Zulu language. One of the words we use is izinyanya. Now the word izinyanya means your blood ancestors, but it also means the shining hidden ones. It means the nature spirits, or the spirits of nature, which can be animal spirits or plant spirits. So this is something to watch out for. So if you dream about horses after doing one of these particular ceremonies, and the horses come in a particular way, and there's this shining effervescent quality to the horses, and you feel this passionate energy, more than likely you have connected with your ancestral spirits, with the DNA in your blood, with the shining effervescent life force inside of you. And when that happens and you wake up, go hallelujah. Write the dream down, date it. You can say the theme is running horses or whatever. And also make a little footnote to say that you did these ancestral prayers or these nature prayers a few days ago. That's important. And then you're aware of these forces. You're aware of these ancestral forces because you're speaking to them, you're writing them out. You start to become more conscious, more mindful of these forces in your life. Now, I just want to make another point. I digress slightly. When you are at the water's edge or in that place in nature and you're honoring and praising your ancestors and your lineage, it's also okay to mention myself and my Xhosa tradition, because I am a teacher and a guide, and I am teaching you these sacred prayers to help open the road for you. So in our culture, it is seen as respectful and honorable to also honor the teacher who's teaching these ways to you. So you can mention my name, John Lockley, or Xhosa Sangoma John, or whatever, just to kind of make make an honorable mention of these prayers and how they can open the road for you. Okay, so looking at your dreams, looking at the animal totems that come, looking at the frequency of these animal totems. So maybe you start to be aware of dreaming a lot about horses, or dreaming a lot about giraffes, or dreaming a lot about goats, or whatever the animal is. Or it could be bears, for example. A friend of mine recently was doing some ancestral prayers and was very aware of the quality of bear in their life. So sometimes these animals may come to you in your life, and they may not come just in dreams. You may suddenly become very aware of certain kinds of animals in the vicinity of your life. Okay. That also speaks to something. It speaks to your prayers. Because after a while, the more you do this work, you get to see that this life is a dream. And as you're praying to the dream, as you're praying to the life you have, and calling on your ancestors and honoring them, you start to increase the mindful quality of your life, and your life becomes a bit more dreamlike, because you are feeding your life with a little bit more consciousness, and you're feeding your life through prayer. So looking at these animal totems in terms of how they appear in your dreams, and I'm saying that they can suggest, or they can indicate, that you have connected with your ancestors. And then also looking at your life and seeing the animals that come into your path as you're doing these prayers during the day. Just taking notice of this. Again, don't make this a heady thing. Don't make this an intellectual thing. Don't overanalyze. Just observe and take note. The more you dream about certain animals in a sacred way, where you start to feel alive and connected, is a sign that you're connecting more with your, or like I said, could be a sign that you're connecting more with your ancestral spirits. And then also, like I say, take note of the animals you connect with during the day, because this can also mean something.
Who have come here with great reason, and you are so much more than you see here in these physical bodies. And when you allow yourself to relax a little from where you are and turn and go with the flow, you are going to discover in your first day of making a decision about that, the power of this stream. You are powerful creators who have come here with great reason, and you are so much more than you see here in these physical bodies. And when you allow yourself to relax a little from where you are and turn and go with the flow, you are going to discover in your first day of making a decision about that, the power of the stream. You're going to discover the power of the stream and the power of the law of attraction and the power of your worthiness and the eternal nature of your being. You are powerful. creators who have come here with great reason, and you are so much more than you see here in these physical bodies. And when you allow yourself to relax a little from where you are and turn and go with the flow, you are going to discover in your first day of making a decision about that, the power of this stream. Power of this stream. Power of this stream.
Child, and every Friday at the stroke of midnight, ride the broomstick with fallen woman, stirring up the cauldron at Radio Free Brooklyn.